You're listening to the WrestleHolics Podcast. Here are your hosts, Drew, DC Hendricks, and Manny T.
What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
We're coming to you live from 1380 The Fan, bringing you all the latest of world professional wrestling. Before we dive in, make sure to follow and subscribe to all social media platforms. Stay locked into exclusive content, updates, and behind-the-scenes takes. Let's go.
I actually like it better that way.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
I like it better that way.
With no more
the way you just did it.
Yeah, instead of doing it
from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Like we can do better. It after all your promotional stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, man.
Good job, Drew. What an ad lib, and it made sense.
Pat on the back.
Man.
And you did that by accident. That's even better.
I guess.
Did he do it by accident?
I think he did.
Well, all right, man. I retired from podcasting. I've done all I need to do.
I'm excited today, y'all. We got some in-studio guests. Before we get to that, how y'all been?
I've been great.
Oh, yeah. Pretty
good. Oh, we're supposed to talk now?
Let's go. Yeah, pretty good. It's live radio, baby.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I was just like, hey, yo, here's Josh Morris and here's Eric Surge. So I'm good.
Well, since you just introduced both of you, we're going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself. You go first. Right, again, say who you are.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Saucy Josh Morris.
Hey.
And I kick all fools in their faces, especially when they deserve it.
Ooh,
okay.
That's good.
Was that towards me? Hold on. I felt directed. Hold on.
My grandpa always said, if it doesn't apply, don't reply, and you replied.
Ooh. We'll put that in the back pocket. You know, we got like a 30-minute slot here. Hey, bro, be careful.
I got 45, bro.
Ooh, okay.
I'd add the gunshots
to save him. Who else do we got in studio?
We have the bomb, Eric Surtz. Very thankful to be here, guys. This is great. Thank you.
Man, I appreciate y'all for coming, man. It's been about 3 weeks now since we seen y'all.
It's been close to a month, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
How's your back, by the way? That concrete doesn't move.
Oh, it's good.
All right. That's good. Yeah. I just wanted to check up on you because I heard you hit. I was on the other side. I couldn't see anything. I heard you hit the ground. I was like, yeah, that's gotta hurt a little bit.
Hey, man, the stuff you do.
I'm at the age now where I feel other people pain, man.
Right.
I seen it, and that was enough for me. That's why I didn't take my bump. But before we even get into the thick of things, let's start with Saucy Josh Morris over here. Because this is you guys' first time on the radio, 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. So for people that are hearing you for the first time, start with Josh. Tell everybody about yourself, how long you've been wrestling, all that good stuff.
I've been chasing after this ever since I was like 3 years old. My dad always said, hey, Josh, want to watch wrestling? And I said, what's wrestling? And my mom said it was over from there. I've been wrestling for going on my 8th year now. I started working in 2017 or so. Or at the end of 2017, I was training at Dan Severn's Price of Glory Wrestling School in Coldwater, Michigan. Not too many people were there at the school when I was there, so I had a whole lot of like one-on-one training, so it was like good in that aspect, but I didn't have a whole lot of different people to work with, so it was a slow process. But eventually Rod Stree, he's a cop guy, he brought me along, kind of one of these deals. I was doing this little lifeguard gimmick, and I hate it. Everybody sits there and was like, oh no, it was great. And I'm telling, shut up, okay? It was not, it had two good like things where I would tell people no diving when they were about to do a dive. I'd blow my whistle. That was fun. I would save people with my buoy. Like there was one time somebody was in like a submission and I threw it in and I was able to pull them to the rope. Screamed like an idiot, I saved his life, and then I walked into the ring, got super kicked. That was the really intensity of that character. But then Rod Street pulled me under his wing, and he's been doing it since like 07, 08. He's been doing it for a long time. He's an old man. Self-admitted. He's only like 41, but he says that he's old and he doesn't really work that much anymore. So I still keep in touch with him, but I was for probably about 2 years straight. It was like every weekend, 2 to 3 shows a weekend, I was Deputy Days. Is what they were called. My last name is Days. So I wanted to be called Deputy Dong, but he told me that was not an appropriate name. I'm like, I was talking about like Dong goes to Bell, right? Like, wasn't thinking like that.
Hold on. Say the name one more time for me.
Yeah, speak a little bit closer.
say the name one more time. I just want to hear it one more time.
What I wanted to be or what I actually went by?
What did you actually go by?
I went by Deputy Days.
What did you want to go by?
This dude was dressed up like Woody from Toy Story.
No, for real.
Oh, y'all know that, right?
Not even like the good Woody. I was like the Goodwill Woody because I was wearing all of his clothes. So it was a lot of fun. Well, the thing is, though, is I did that for about 2 years, and what sucked about it is I never really got to do anything because we're cops, right? So like, he would be like, hey, we don't do moves. We're cops. And so I was like, we're wrestlers, man. What are we? And so I would always get a little annoyed about that. But what it did is it those couple of years kind of like shaked all the nerves out of me. Mm-hmm. And so now these days I'm going on 8 years. I don't get nervous before I go out, no matter who I'm working with. And so been doing this saucy character for ever since about 2021. It's weird to say 21 like that. But had my saucy MC, my rapper, one of my best friends. His name is QZR Dabs, and he made my song. I'm like, hey, bro, come on out with me one time. I was still doing the lifeguard thing, too. Had a lifeguard with a rapper. And I realized that didn't really work.
I was like, Baywatch.
Right. No, they actually hadn't come out to Baywatch before that.
Oh, man. My God.
And then the sports theme. But then I was like, hey, no, let's do this Dobson theme. And he came out and me like once or twice. And they're like, hey, let's do that all the time. I'm like, bet. And so I just stopped being a lifeguard. I became saucy. And I've been doing that for about 4 years now.
Okay.
And
thank God.
Gaining trajectory.
Yeah.
Kicking people in the face, like I said, including Eric Surge.
One or two times.
Wow. I mean, there is a couple of times you can search online that me and Josh Morris have had a championship match before.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
The sauciest of them all and the bomb.
I have to watch that after this.
We've also been tag team champions.
This is also true.
Whoa.
Wow.
We're also tag champions.
I know Mr. Surge a little bit,
you know.
Wow. That made my chest bleed.
That was our first time wrestling each other, too.
Made his chest bleed, man. What
big,
you doing?
Big bear paw Gunther chops?
Yeah, I told him not to hold back. I told him he would be a female dog if he did.
Wow.
And, he could switch up.
This is true. He did tell me that. So I took that as a personal challenge.
Man. You hit him with that Gunther chop, huh?
It's online, too. Like,
we are so watching this.
Oh, yeah. We're pulling that clip up later.
There's a picture of it. Like, Josh Moore's skin was bleeding. Like
that's probably the only time where like I've been chopped. I've been chopped really hard by like a lot of different people. Like besides Surge here, the amazing Maria lit my chest up so bad one time. Like I didn't bleed, but like my nipple was purple.
She's tough. She's tough as nails.
The only time I ever bled from a chop was from Surge here because
Now, how long does the pain last after a chop?
It sucks.
Give or take. I mean, like with his. Like it hurts for a second, but then like it's more uncomfortable because it's just really hot.
That's what I was wondering.
Blood now, so I'm like, I'm bad with temperatures, so like my body's not the same temperature. I get pissed.
Right.
So yes, but that's the most of it.
Yep.
Really. Then afterwards, it's cool. Just like, hey, check this out. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it did look pretty bad the very next
war wounds.
My mom was very upset.
I remember
she was.
I remember seeing Braun a couple days after the card, and he had cut off, trying to show off all his muscles and stuff. And I was like, "Why is your chest still red?" He goes, "Do you want me to chop you?" I said, "Nope."
I remember,
say less.
Yep. Say less.
No, I remember when you chopped him. I'm just right there like.
Yep, I'm good.
Like I said, I feel the pain. I'm just like, nah, I'm good on that one.
Should have caved his chest harder.
Yeah,
I've done it way harder.
Hey, should have caved his chest harder.
I've seen you do it way harder.
Yeah, the way he rolled over, at one point he was just rubbing his chest.
and people watch this and think, oh, that's easy. I can do it.
No. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue that you see with a lot of people today is like. A lot of people think, oh, I could do it. No, it's...
Yeah, we'll see.
You got to be kind of crazy to do the stuff we do.
Yeah. Bro, like Josh was saying, you could have done it harder.
You have to be crazy.
Yeah.
Anytime I wrestle, Surge, I'm like, if you don't lay it in, man, I'm be mad at you. We're going to have beef afterwards, and we're actually going to settle in the locker room.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, the biggest thing is, like, it's you hidden safe places and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. Not trying to break the fourth wall or anything right now, but
you
don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yep.
Don't be a pussy.
You ain't
that's
wrong.
Probably going to get cut, I know. don't be scared to hit people. Like, it's,
just simple. Don't hold back.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Don't but hold back.
Out there, people that you trust, like I trust Surge, I'm like, hey, man, I know that even if it does hurt for a little while, it's because I told you to do it. So, it doesn't really.
So, that's the other thing. You got to be careful. Like, there's some people, they'll think that, oh, it's okay, and then it's the wrong type of hit, then you got to kill him.
Right. So, you got to give him that receipt.
Yeah, no, just go.
Have y'all seen an actual fight break out?
Like, we're going right over the receipt. We're going straight to the principal's office.
Yeah, no, because sometimes you got to put people in line. Some people need to understand, like, you know, some people try to act tough. You don't have to try to act tough. Mm-hmm. Like,
in the wrestling room, you get those kids who go super hard, and you're like, we're practicing. Calm down. This so you got to hit them with a little 5-point or a little side slam.
Scale them back. Scale them back a little bit.
Yeah
it's not turning to reality.
You're always going to have people like that, and you just sometimes just got to get them a warning at first, and you don't, then got to sit their asses down.
So tell us about you. You know, Josh told us when he got into wrestling, so tell us a little bit about you. I know you're a champion. You're doing a lot of things right now. We got to start off with champion. That's big. Big in these terms.
OVW.
So it's kind of like how Josh Moore's story a little bit is. I started watching wrestling at a very young age when my grandmother, God rest her soul, she was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. I started wrestling in high school. But not what I do now. I did amateur wrestling, and then that transitioned to doing college, and I got a degree from it. And it's kind of, you don't know where to go after that. It's either you do the Olympics, try to get the Olympics, but it's like a one in like million chance to get on the Olympic team.
Yep.
So I already knew where the next step probably was going to be, is do professional wrestling. And that was something I always wanted to do. So I started looking for schools and stuff like that, because I was in Fort Wayne, so I didn't care where I went. I just wanted to go to school. So, Anthony Toatelli is the one who led me to going to Congo Kong.
What a guy. Yep. What a mensch.
It's hilarious. I tell people all the time, like, they ask me, like, when was the first time I met Anthony? It's in the gym. I was leaving the gym. Anthony was coming in the gym, and I came up to her looking like a mark, which said, hey, you, that's a Bullet Club shirt. You're a wrestler? And Anthony was like, it's kind of weird, but yeah, I am a wrestler. You know, Anthony has a look like, So yeah, he's the one who got me to Hong Kong, and I would not be the wrestler I am today if it wasn't for Kong Kong, and I wouldn't be, you know, getting better if it was for Anthony. So those are the two main people that has helped me out a lot, because I travel with Anthony almost every single week, and then Kong's the one who taught me how to wrestle.
Heck yeah, man.
So yeah.
Funny story, same way Anthony and I got introduced to each other, the same Bullet Club shirt. Yes.
That's crazy.
Same exact Bullet Club shirt.
He need to wear some new clothes.
Hey, man, it's a sweats, a shirt. That's right. Hey, it works. It works. That's a funny thing.
Right. And what's crazy is people really don't know the Bullet Club. Like, you have to be like an avid fan of wrestling to know the Bullet Club.
I agree.
So it was, that's funny.
How was your transition, you know, going from, you know, college wrestling to, you know, because everyone, you know, talks about looking from the outside. How was that transition for you?
So I have known people that have transitioned to pros and stuff like that. I do have a couple people that are in the E that were amateur wrestlers. They transitioned pretty well, but there's others that did not. Gable's one of them. They don't know how to separate, you know. You have to kind of sell yourself a little bit. Mm-hmm. And when you're an amateur wrestler, and Josh Morris can agree on this too, because he used to do amateur wrestling as well, you have to, it's kind of different, because how we train and stuff, we're trained to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot different when you transition to the world of professional wrestling. So you can't have that mindset, oh, I don't want to look bad. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, we don't get over by winning. We get over by how we interact with the crowd and stuff like that.
Yep.
So that's a big thing. It was an easy transition for me. It was fun, but that was the biggest thing for me. I wanted to wrestle. So I didn't want to do it just for the money. I always wanted to wrestle.
I'm about to say, do y'all got any like suggestions for anyone who wants to make that step to the indies? Like just, pretty much just go the same path you guys went, or
first, Josh?
Like specifically, is anybody or like
just anybody, like anyone anybody
that wants to get into pro wrestling?
Yes.
Well, that first step.
Looks like a loaded answer.
A damn circus of a business. You're gonna walk. You're gonna meet, like, it's like the weird. You walk into a bus and there's just like there's a rich guy, a hobo, you know, a Vegas girl, you know, a lucha. You know, there's just like so many different like kinds of people that attract. So you just got to be ready to be ready for it. Like, I expect the unexpected, to quote one of my favorite TV shows. you never know what is going to expect. But also do your research, because I see this a lot where people will just find the cheapest training. That's just like, good training ain't cheap. So just because you got trained by so-and-so, you know, it doesn't mean that you're a reputable wrestler, you know, just because you've been trained, so to speak. You gotta have somebody who actually knows what they're doing and is actually, like,
well-versed.
Well-versed, but, like, also, like, well-respected by other people that have worked with them, right? You know, you don't want somebody who's, like, ever like, oh, he sucks. Well, he trained me. Oh, well, you probably suck, too. That's the general mindset, and, like, that's rough. But that's generally how people think, and it's not usually too far off, is the sad thing, Steve. Yeah.
It's big in the wrestling business because, like, for you to join what we do, you have to you have to go all in. I think a lot of people forget that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And Josh has been in the business longer than me, so he's seen it. He's seen a lot more than I have. You have people that say they are, but they're not fully in. You got to be fully in, like 100% fully in. You got to, you know, eat, sleep, breathe. Not fully crazy, but you kind of have to be in it.
So not full amateur wrestler, but almost there.
It helped me a lot too, because like when I train, I'm training because I want to make this as a living.
Yep.
So you have to do stuff not just inside the ring. You got to do stuff outside the ring. You have to promote or your
promos.
That's a big one. Like, not a lot of people do them, but there's so many ways you can do. There's vignettes. Josh Morris does a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's vignettes. There's promos. There's skits. There are so many things you can do to get yourself over. And I feel a lot of people to this day don't take advantage of that. Social media is the biggest thing in the world right now. Why aren't we using it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a big tool.
Matt Cardona set a good example. If you have social media, you have a good presence. Why are you not posting at least 2 to 3 times a day?
Yep.
Guilty. I'm pretty hard on myself about that, you know, with the followers that we got. We don't post as much as we should, so that's
I'm a whole videographer. I know it.
It's hard. At least once a day, that's still some type of interaction.
Some kind of, yeah.
We're marketing. It's presentation.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you go to a new town and stuff, you're promoting yourself and stuff like that, so they can click and see. Like, if you don't have anything on your profile, how is somebody supposed to connect with you?
Right. Yep,
that's true.
Yeah.
Stickers. I got one more question before we take a break and get to the actual show that you guys got coming up, and to kind of look ahead to what the company, you know, that you guys wrestle with. But one last question before we move ahead. So in addition to, you know, doing promos and stuff like that on social media to market yourself, so from your perspective, you know, you guys are wrestlers. Growing up, you know, in our era anyway, pretty much all we grew up on was like WWF, WCW, ECW, but like with today, there's so many different wrestling companies and so many different ways to market yourself and different opportunities. So like, from your perspective, is your long-term goal still to get in WWE, or is it just to get to another, you know, just to get it to a company where you're able to wrestle, you're on weekly to establish yourself? What is the goal?
I think anybody who's like in the business and says that they wouldn't inevitably like to work for the WWE or some big company is just fooling themselves, because that's kind of the reason we all get into this. Some people are content with being an indie wrestler, which I think is actually commendable, honestly. I think if you realize that that's what you are, then absolutely props to you, because there are some people that are kind of delusional, think they have a shot, but then, you know, and that, I sound like a jerk. I probably do, but it's kind of true. They don't do anything to help themselves, and so the more I can wrestle, the better I am, and the more, you know, publicity I can get, the better I am. You know, more people that see me and my star shine, you know, just they can go miles and miles, man.
You guys got another one coming up June 7th in Troy, Ohio.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's right next to the Strawberry Festival. It is at the Miami County Fairgrounds. It's gonna be a pretty big show. We're 2-0 on big shows. This is going to be 3-0. I'm excited for it.
I'm kind of sad that I can't be a part of it. You know, got prior engagements. You know, we've got to shoot a quinceañera that we got to take care of.
Disappointing. He don't sound happy about that. Every time I hear him talk about it,
yeah,
like, I got a quinceañera to do,
and he's miserable all day
because every show I got
to talk about it. Like, man, I wish I was at the wrestling show.
I had a new fit for every show. I was looking more and more fly.
So that's perfect. You could do both.
Oh.
Look, you've already bullied me into one thing. You ain't going to bully me into another.
I didn't bully. I just persuade you into going to something very good.
Yeah. No, I'm about sick of Manny, man. You might have a new job, to be honest with you, man, I'm about sick.
No, like, seriously, so I don't want to mess this up because I know we mess this up all the time. It's Midwest Wrestling Combat.
Yep.
Warpath.
Yep. Yes. All roads lead to Troy.
Yes. And it's fitting that it's in Troy and it's a war between the Bomb, Eric Surge, and Ashton Adonis.
So Ashton Adonis is
go ahead.
I have nothing. To be honest, I have nothing bad for him.
Oh man,
Ashton Adonis.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I thought we were going
to
get something.
No. Because Ashton Adonis is a phenomenal person. As in the ring, he's great. He's great what he does. He has a punchable face. That is 100% true.
There we go.
He has
there
a very punchable face. Like if you could see him, like.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pig right now.
Yeah,
punch him in the jaw.
Yeah, that's a punchable face.
He looks like that guy that just bullies everyone, and I'm just like, man, someone needs to slap you.
Hey, but he's you know, the end all be all. He's astonishing. Yeah, he proves it every single time he's in that ring. He does what he says he's going to do. The problem is, though, he has to go against me. His biggest challenge right now.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, but it's going to be very good. I'm excited for it. It's a big match that's going to happen at that show. The whole card's going to be big. Mm-hmm. But I think that's one of those matches that, you know, it's probably a sleeper. There's other matches that are going to be sleepers, of course. Fortunately, Jacob Braun, I hope he gets thrown from pillar to post.
I'm with you.
I was going to say, how does it feel to kind of move forward from Jacob Braun and kind of, you know, I don't know if it's.
Or have you moved
or
forward.
Or have you moved on, yeah.
I don't think that's happening yet because,
okay,
let's be honest, I'm glad my brother got me to join that tag match. Yep. But. He
still need that one-on-one.
Yeah, Jacob Braun needs you know, needs a beating of a lifetime.
You need to get that
back. Yeah, because like the first match he cheated.
Yep.
Ooh. And then the last match, he didn't even get pinned. Whoa. He just left Donovan in the ring.
He didn't cheat, though. He didn't get caught. So why are we continuing this?
I didn't say there was anything wrong.
Are we continuing this?
Look, if cheaters never prosper.
That's what it takes. No, absolutely not. He got the dub. 1, 2, 3. Right?
Ooh.
He got you.
Hey. He did. And I could be a man to accept that. That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
But can Jacob Braun be a man to accept the fact that he had to go to that low of a man and do that? That's the big difference.
Hey. Rubin's racing, though.
Boy.
What?
Rubin's racing.
Trust me.
When Jacob Braun is in the ring with me, bad things happen to him. And I think he had to do that so he can keep his neck.
Mm-hmm. Well, he ended up losing his neck anyways because Cecil threw him clear across the ring.
So think about it. If Cecil's going to do that to him, and Cecil is a big man, imagine what I'm going to do. And I have a bigger reason when I finally have that opportunity again.
I tried to lawyer him, but I can't do anything anymore.
It's just going to make things worse for him.
Sorry, Braun. I tried.
I'm not sorry.
Just sign your PS5 over to me now.
What are you talking about? F Braun. What are you talking about?
100%.
Wow. Oh, we going there?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he ain't here.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
not.
So.
Team Braun over here.
So, you know, we had a little scuffle during this card. We had this nightmare show up and take out a tag team. And then he left us a message from my man DC's favorite.
It's my boy.
Favorite person.
It's my boy.
The president of the United States, Jeremy Hadley.
You got it right.
Oh, God.
You got it right. As long as you said it right.
I feel that is, it's gotten personal very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, very quickly. But somebody needs to take down President Hadley and Juwan.
Yeah.
Because
Juwan just Claymore and everybody.
You said what?
How many beefs you got?
No.
Screw them.
No. I am speaking for Oso Delicious because they can't defend themselves right now.
True.
But
one of them just says cake, so he can't really defend himself much.
I mean, he probably just say something more than cake, maybe cupcakes, maybe.
Yeah, you know. But
like doodle cakes, maybe.
Definitely doodle cakes.
That's the extent of his vocabulary. Only Francis really knows like what he's saying.
Yeah, because he understands the language. I guess cake is a different language.
It's like Lilo and Stitch.
Agree. It's a different language. Camden is the only one that understands that, which I give him that. I couldn't understand that crap. But
no, we couldn't be tag team partners.
But no, I mean, he's phenomenal though. But it's cool. Yeah. But it's. I'm not saying I have any beef with Hadley and Juwan. I mean, if I did, I'd probably put Hadley in a trash can.
Ooh,
Hadley's 4 feet tall.
Whoa. Look, he's taller than me, so you know what that means. I'm like 3 feet tall then.
I wasn't even, man, you're hurting yourself right now.
I know, but still. Well,
why are you telling on yourself?
Yeah, what, nobody
this
knew
what,
that.
This is what Hadley would be talking about.
They know I'm
this
short.
Is what Hadley
would
be talking about. Not,
I really would have brought
he's
that.
He's owning it. You know, yeah.
I can understand. I can respect that. He's owning it. He's owning it. Yeah. But I probably still wouldn't have said that. I'm just saying.
Short Kings. Short Kings live forever.
See? See? But.
I can't help him not. 6 foot tall with long flowing hair.
It took me a long time.
I'm talking about Anthony. I'm talking about Anthony.
Yeah, it took me a short time to lose this too.
But I 100% feel also delicious going into next Saturday. Yep. And they need to get this because they went against one of the best tag teams the very first show.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Came up short. But it was awesome.
One of the highlights of that first card was them and the highlight reel.
The second one, they're in singles action and they're not tagging. And both of them did really good.
Yep. Yeah.
But came up short.
Actually, I'm not even gonna lie. I did like Cake Monster and Indie Nightmare.
Jawan.
Yeah, I did like their match. I was like, okay, I didn't expect it to be this good, to be honest with y'all.
But then I think now you got also Licious tagging together against them, and I feel they have a motive now. They got to get this done.
And their chemistry is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what they're going to do before it even happens.
Yes. So. I 100% feel we are going to get a different Oh So Delicious at Warpath.
So, okay. So are we going to get a Red Velvet Cake Monster?
I don't think it's going to be, you know, kissing babies, shaking hands, and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're going to be about business.
Yeah, I really believe they are coming in for a fight. And they want Hadley, and they want Juwan. They want payback.
He ain't throwing out zebra cakes. He's throwing out star crunches.
Yeah. No, he better start throwing chairs compared to the last time they fought. Yeah, come on.
One thing I do notice from the card, there's no Saucy Josh Morris.
Nope.
I was a little speak on that, Josh.
Unfortunately, yeah. Similar to our man Manny here, I had prior engagements, and so unfortunately I am unable to be in Troy, though I would love to be. And I'm really disappointed that I won't be. I know that Midwest Wrestling Combat is going to knock it out of the park with or without Saucy Josh. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful to announce, though, I will be a part of the August 16th show when we are back here in Fort Wayne.
Wait, Rex Surge? Ain't that when we're in Detroit?
No, it's not.
That's when we're in Detroit?
I love how he's like, no, you're not.
Man, I hope not. I was about to be so annoyed.
That's Mateo's birthday weekend.
Oh, I was about to be so annoyed. Okay,
no. Good. It is.
I thought you said it's not.
No, I was telling you guys no. You guys aren't missing that one.
I mean, we are in Detroit, though.
That can be everybody,
sir. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was very big.
We are in Detroit that weekend.
I was going to say, ain't that the Detroit
thing? You're going to miss it. There's. I'm not going to go into it because it's a surprise.
I can't miss this one. I interviewed a Godfather.
No, that's awesome. 100%. But just be on social media. There's a lot of things that are going to be announced for that one.
For sure.
But it, yes.
Y'all might have to rock that one without me.
He backing out already. We'll talk about it later.
Man, he about to get arguing on here like, no, some cut.
Cut the tape.
No,
all seriousness though, Josh. Yeah. So aren't you undefeated in Midwest Wrestling Combat shows?
Yeah.
2-0, right?
I got two dubs and I'm going to keep on getting them.
The first one was a triple threat too.
Yes.
That's right.
Who put on CFR and Cody Lee.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Two vowels. You know,
and then you beat the man that everyone loves to hate in Austin Elm.
Yeah. I see. The thing is he actually put up a pretty good fight. You know, he's pretty young in his career, and so I was fairly impressed with him. It wasn't better than Saucy Josh, clearly, but
my guy.
Big ups, as Taz would say, to Austin Elm.
So that's a perfect segue. So the two guys you beat at Warpath, it's Cody Lee versus Austin Elm. Mm. So does the winner get a rubber match? I mean,
that would be pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know. I just like noticed that. I was like, dang.
That would be pretty cool.
Whatever the NWC gods throw on Saucy Josh's plate is what Saucy Josh will eat.
I mean, I'm not trying to create no matches, but I'd like to see that.
Sounds like you were trying to, man. sounds like Manny was trying to politic his way to get a match.
I'm just kind of looking at it. That's it.
I'd like to see a triple threat, to be honest with you.
I got replaced as an announcer, so I got to get back in somehow.
Not replaced.
I had to throw that in there.
Special guest appearance.
That's right.
There you go.
It's a one-off.
Yeah.
So, Anthony Tolatello, you mentioned him earlier a couple times, and he has a match at that at the show as well, coming up in Troy, Ohio. Yes. Talk about his match as well.
So he is wrestling Superior Tony Evans, which give a little backstory. Can't talk right now. Backstory on Superior Tony Evans. So Tony Evans is a former OVW heavyweight champion.
Ooh.
Mm. He is also a former OVW Kentucky champion.
Ooh. Mm.
He has held almost every single title at OVW.
Okay.
There's a reason why he's, you know, he's superior. He's done it all. You know, his biggest thing is he tells everybody to hush. You know, so if you haven't catched his little down to Anthony.
I've seen it.
Yeah. He's not playing.
Yeah.
He's coming down there. He's going to crap all over town. He's going to try to crap all over my bigger brother, Anthony. And, yeah. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. Anthony's going to defend what he believes he needs to defend. That's his family and the town and the company.
How do you see this match going? What kind of match do you see? I mean, like, what kind of match do you see this being?
My brother needs a win. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm.
So I noticed he called Anthony out. So him being this prestigious OVW wrestler, is he feeling a little threatened?
I think it's kind of the fact that, you know, Anthony, he sees Anthony and he just is like, okay, it's time to, you know, put his foot down.
Oh.
That's probably what it is. I don't feel that. I mean, if he is threatened by Anthony, he should be. Anthony is probably one of the best best of the best. So he better get ready because Anthony's going to kick his teeth down his throat.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be?
I did see Anthony, though, at the last match. He was kind of sitting on the ground, leaning up against the wall like he needed a water, though.
He wrestled for, like, what,
30? I was going to say, that was a long match.
This wasn't far into the match, though. Braun was chasing him all around the ring.
It's true.
But hey, he was flying everywhere, too. Let's not forget that part.
I'm just pointing out things I seen, you know. Yeah. I know.
So now you're going against him.
Ant's my boy, but Braun was chasing him around the ring like he stole something from him.
Yeah.
You sure we were talking about the same match?
Yes.
One more match on the card, because I'm saving Jacob Braun's match with Donovan Cecil for last, so Drew can ask about that one. I know that's the one he's looking forward to the most. But the guy I got to see for the first time last time that I really enjoyed, got to interview him too, Brandon Beretta, has a big match as well against Chris Owens. Tell us about that match.
So me and Josh Morris kind of know about Chris Owens. We've known him for a while. He's really good. I've loved his work. I believe Josh Morris had a match with Chris Owens, I believe.
Oh, yeah, back in my lifeguard days, I did have a match with Chris Owens. I believe he was a good good wrestler, and we had a really good match just for my standards back then because I don't believe I was any good. So he definitely carried me. So you know, if he's able to carry lifeguard Josh to a good match, but that was 4 years ago, he's only gotten better.
Yeah.
He's probably got a new tracksuit because the last one, he looked like a foam cup from the 90s.
Oh, wow.
I believe he did change it.
That was 4 years ago. You know, we all changed.
Yep.
I was a lifeguard.
What's wrong with tracksuits, though?
I used to have a tracksuit. I'm just saying the specific tracksuit he had was like the design of the 90s foam, like Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
I think I know which one he's talking about, too.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I think I know which one he's
talking
about.
Like the 90s Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah. And he looked like a foam cup.
He looked like he was from Miami Vice.
I mean, I like it, but yeah, I keep that like locked away.
Right.
Yeah. Kinda.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have ever come out.
Just put that in a shadow box and leave it on the shelf.
Regardless, Chris Owens is gonna put up one heck of a fight against Brandon Beretta.
Yeah.
Me personally, I feel that is you want next against those two?
Whoever won, yeah.
You got that gunshot ready?
I don't mind throwing out my desires for NWC, but yeah.
He's earned it.
If that's possible.
He is 2-0.
He is.
I was going to say, he's earned it at this point. Undefeated.
And then, you know, after I beat whoever won, I'll take on the loser, too.
Oh. Let's go.
Oh, he's just racking bars. The jugs.
Whoever wants it.
Right.
Saucy. I mean, I like it.
This sauce is for everyone.
He's got sauce for everyone.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
But I feel that is on the card, I feel that is the sleeper.
Yeah.
That is the sleeper for the card for next week.
The last match that the first time I got to see Beretta wrestle, he's strictly business. Like, that man goes in there and gets work done. I think he even had Idris sucking for wind at one point in time with that body lock he had on him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think a lot of people, I've wrestled him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people understand, like, he's
built like an ox.
Yeah. That man doesn't stop.
No.
And I commend him for the weight loss, too, man. Yeah. He was a big boy.
Yeah. Cutting down from 280.
He's solid.
Yep.
So
and now he's moving crazy. Like, if he want to put you in a pretzel, he can.
Yeah. Hard pass. Yeah. Hard pass.
Drew.
What's up, man?
Jacob Bronze match?
I really don't got too much to say, man. Okay. I don't wish bad on anybody, but I do hope he lose.
You and me both.
Yeah. What? It's just like, man. First WC match, he didn't. I mean, he won by cheating.
1-2-3.
Yeah, Manny.
Got the victory. Yeah. It was all that matters.
I mean, I don't respect that. Yeah. And then this time, you had a chance to go all out, man, fight to the very end. You decide to sit on the sideline. You put your tag team partner out there to lose. Like, you literally watched him get beat up.
He just got his chest chopped off. He had to catch his
breath. He tried
too
to stoop down.
Damn bad.
He tried to work with Donovan Cecil that whole match, right? He tried. He tried to, you know, kind of gain that camaraderie, try to get that tag team.
Yes.
It wasn't working. He was like, you know what, man, this ain't even worth it anymore.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and take that out. I'm out of here. I'll deal with the
consequences. Hey, he had to return to sender. He paid for it anyway.
He didn't get pinned, so hey.
I'm sorry, but look, he took a loss. Yeah, he didn't get pinned. He still took a loss.
Hey.
But the biggest thing is, though, you ran.
My personal saucy opinion, I watched that whole match from, the audience. It looked like Braun had a faraway look in his eyes, and so I don't think he was there mentally when that pin was happening.
Mm.
So there's a chance that he didn't even know.
He didn't even see it.
I blame Drew.
That's another way.
He was looking past it because he's like,
"Yeah,
ow,
yeah.
I hurt, and I'm ugly."
That's very accurate, but I don't think he was looking. He was looking at me because if he got into the ring, I was going to kill him.
I think at one point in time, he was in the ring with you and Anthony, and he looked lost.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, looked lost and then he tagged the partner.
He's already beat Eric. So like,
oh my.
He hasn't beat Anthony, so he's kind of like confused.
But at the same time too, can he beat me again?
We'll see.
He did it once, he can do it again.
I mean, I know if we get when
ooh.
That happens again, I'm going to break him in half.
Like Sex Panther, 66% of the time it works 100% of the time.
That doesn't make sense. God. Ain't that what they said after that? That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
So Saturday, June 7th in Troy, Ohio. One more time, Warpath. How can everybody get tickets and tell everybody what they can expect for the show?
Okay, so if you want tickets, of course, you can go there at Troy, Ohio. You can type in Miami County Fairgrounds. It is just about 2 hours from Fort Wayne. Get there early. There is a strawberry festival right next to it. So it's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be sold out once again. It's going to be kind of scary because it's a bigger venue.
Oh, wow.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to think about strawberries, I'll go.
If you want to get tickets, you can go on Facebook, type in Midwest Wrestling Combat. The tickets are right there in the link. You click on that. Tickets are very, very affordable. Also, if you use any of the wrestlers' last names, you get a discount.
Shameless plug. So
that's a big thing. Also on Instagram, it has the link as well. Or if you just show up and go at the door, I advise not to buy tickets at the door because the last two times that has happened,
gone.
Out of seats. Buy your tickets online. It's a lot better.
Plus, you can't
use your discount at the door.
Bingo.
Well, definitely.
Put it on a piece of paper and hand it to the.
I don't know how I don't know how the booker
got this coupon from,
does that but I believe from the
frozen aisle in Kroger. Remember, you used to be able to go and grab it.
I don't believe you can do that, but
I just didn't know if there was any difference. I'm not on the business side of things. I'm just
I believe it's cheaper to buy them online, get the discounts and stuff like that, but if you buy at the door, it's
might be on to something though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of innovative. I mean, it's still technically use
the code wrestler at the door. Code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but then it takes the special part about that.
That's true.
Because then people are like, "Oh, I could just wait."
Yeah, I could just wait till the. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, imagine.
So we should cut that. Is what you're saying?
So what?
We don't give people ideas.
You're the only one that threw that idea.
Fuck guys.
No, I'm
wrestling match.
I think you're the one who came up with the idea, sir. Bro.
Using a
discount code at the door.
No, I'm just saying, maybe they could or maybe they couldn't, but we're not going to tell them to do that.
I'm saying no, absolutely.
Oh my god.
Well, I guess what he's saying is, if you do that, you will be not given the discount.
Yeah, you could try. They're just gonna look at you and be like,
"The
hell are you doing?"
Duh. But man,
I think he said Ashton Adonis is gonna beat you. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think Josh Moore said that.
Yeah, those are words that did not come out of my mouth.
I thought that's what I heard.
Hey, we'll have to clip that and find it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
If you do find it, let me know.
I got you. 100%. Yeah. Hey, all seriousness, though, looking forward to the show. I'm supposed to be there. I guess I'm going to be the only WrestleHolic in the building.
You're going next week?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay. So,
absolutely.
Manny,
just go, bro. Dang, yeah. All right, at this point,
I already got replaced. We'll just call it what it is.
He gonna be miserable.
Wait. Okay, no, you didn't get replaced. Why don't you go?
It's a substitute teacher type situation.
I like that idea.
I need someone to shadow me for Quinceañera.
Why don't you go?
Because I have to be a liaison to someone who doesn't speak Spanish.
So you're leaving your boy high and dry.
Yeah. Sorry.
He left me high and dry twice now.
Hmm.
Huh?
Oh. Speak on it.
Right.
Oh, Hadley.
Hey, he left me high and dry. Interview with Hadley.
I thought he was bringing up backlash again, bro. I was about to get salty.
And then we're sitting out back, you know, right before the show starts, and I get bullied, and DC's just like, yeah, I don't see nothing. I got my bracelet taken. I got bullied by the den twice.
Not my chain.
And he was just like, not my chain.
Not mine.
Just watch out for the den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, watch my back.
I tried to tell him, did I not? Didn't I tell him they were coming?
I mean...
Did I not?
Unfortunately, look, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate right now, but why'd you have that on with the den?
I didn't know who they were. That's my first time meeting them.
My reaction now, telling you should have been enough.
Yeah.
Now I'm just
panicking, freaking out, telling you it's the den.
Man, you said that quieter than the church mouse.
And then I yelled it.
No, you didn't. Yeah, right when he was breathing down my neck.
Oh, my God.
You still had enough time. That's your fault.
That's true. Well, I'm glad you're coming to the show this upcoming week, so that's gonna be love it. It's gonna be awesome.
But definitely appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, Eric. Appreciate you, Sauce Man.
Thank you.
Definitely love to have Sauce y'all come man. Back.
Yeah, that's a shirt, Sauce Man. Sauce man.
Yeah, I make my own shirt, so I can put anything on the shirt.
Oh man,
including Sauce Man.
No, I definitely appreciate y'all. Definitely appreciate our listeners, man. Make sure to follow us on all social medias. Y'all got anything else to add?
No. You guys want to plug your social medias real quick?
Yeah, man, I'm on just about all them social media platforms, at Saucy Josh Morris, TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, YouTube specifically. I'm going to be dropping my YouTube show, Sauce, Grand Theft Sauce 02, the trilogy.
Sneak peek.
So yeah, I sent Manny a sneak peek, and you can attest that it's pretty saucy.
It's saucy.
What's the YouTube it? Well, say it again.
It's Grand Theft Sauce 02, the really trilogy.
Good. Oh, so thought it was a PlayStation game.
It's a three-part episode.
I like it.
I'll be dropping the next few weeks, so if you got my YouTube, you'll see that drop. Other than that, keep up with me on social media, see where you can catch this sauce live.
That was good. I mean, if you haven't catched it, not before I give mine, it's very good. Like, it's very, very good.
Very tasty sauce.
Yeah, it is very entertaining. you do like episodes every what?
Oh, see, unfortunately, there's not really a consistent, release date because it is just me, you know, finding the time. I'm wrestling just about every, and I also work full time, so.
Yeah.
This is the first one in, like, 5 months, but I'm doing a different format. I've been doing them, like, 45 minutes to 50 to an hour. People are like, hey, bro, that's too long. So I'm trying this up where it's at three different episodes, but the same episode.
Smart. I like
and
that.
And people already seem to be reacting to it a lot better.
So. Pretty classy.
Yeah. All right, y'all, man. Well, this is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
We'll get back with y'all.
I don't think he got the plug.
All right, man. So we're going to do that over.
Because I'm just hilarious.
Look, cut that part.
That was hilarious. You should keep that. And, like, they say, yeah.
That's I the would Patreon, bro.
That was hilarious.
And
that
I'm looking hilarious. At Buffy. I'm like.
Right at Serge. And I was like, bro.
I mean, I wasn't going to interrupt. I was waiting for Manny. Or
no, because just how both of them was looking at me. I'm like, I messed up on something, but I'm going to ride this one out.
He did, too.
We'll cut that out and he can just go straight in.
So we'll still go on this recording, man.
Yep. Right. Serge, you want to go ahead and plug your socials?
Yeah. So on Facebook, of course, just Eric Serge. It's point super easy. On Instagram, it's the one good bad guy. I mean, I do technically have Eric Serge Instagram, but it's locked. I just need to get it deleted because I can't get into it.
Oh,
plus, man. I like the other one better because a lot more people could plug into that one a lot easier. And then I also have a YouTube as well. If you type in Eric Serge, link comes up. I've just started doing vlogs whenever I go to shows and stuff too. So it's pretty interesting. You know, keep it kayfabe, of course. I'm not like certain somebody that we know. I'm not going to put his name out there. But Josh Morris knows who I'm talking about. That does vlogs, wrestling vlogs, and
oh!
Yeah, you know who I'm talking. I'm not gonna.
There it is.
Yeah.
Light bulb.
It's more kayfabe and stuff like that. But yeah,
that's funny.
I just started doing vlogs and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Heck yeah!
But yeah, that's how you can find me and stuff like that.
And you can also catch him every Thursday.
Every Thursday on Triller TV, Fight TV, or on YouTube Live on OVW.
Yep.
And it's Eric with the K.
Yes, that's
Eric with a K.
You'd be surprised. There are so many people like they'll tag me and stuff. They see. It's with a K, and then they'll post something with my name and stuff. It's with a C, and I'm like, you just tagged me, so you see it says a K, and then it says you put it with a C. So I get it. Sometimes happens. It's fine.
Or maybe spell check might be did something.
No. I have noticed because on my phone it does the same thing. So it does happen. I had
did it, and when they had corrected, it's like you spell Eric wrong. I got the message from you. I was like, I did put Eric. Oh, spell check.
Yeah, no, so...
I hate it.
No, it happens a lot. You'd be surprised. But there's other places I've been that know it's with a K.
Yeah.
And...
Still butchered.
Oh, yeah. No, 100% it happens. So, it you know, just sometimes, like, for example, check your stuff before it ever gets posted. And I always contact people just to say, hey, man... just letting you know, that's
not me.
That's not me.
Wrong one.
No, definitely appreciate y'all, man. This is the Wrestleholics Podcast, man. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
And we get back with y'all.